This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So the 2020 election is already in full spin as the leftist enemies of our president are working hard to see that he wins another 4 years of glory and success in the White House. Probably haven't heard it described quite that way. Much of what they say and do should be designated as in-kind contributions to his campaign, and we should cheer them on. 2020 election will be a choice between them or Trump, so the stupider and crazier they are, the better for us. And Trump's approval rating jump proves it. We just had that whole thing with the imbroglio with Ilhan Omar and her gang of four, and it was awesome. Basically, we had them, other Democrats who hate them but felt they had to support them, and the mainstream, fake-stream media all telling us normal Americans that you've all always been racist, and now you're even more racist for being offended that this profoundly ungrateful refugee who America rescued figuratively treats this country like a hobo treats a Scat Francisco sidewalk. Out of touch much? This is an example of the leftist elites and what they think about regular people. And that they think that we're going to side with some ingrate who watches Black Hawk Down and roots for the bad guys. As Republicans, we should do everything we can to ensure that Omar and the other nitwits that she pals around with have the bulliest pulpit we can provide. As the heart and souls of the heartless and the soulless Democrat Party, they are human Trump 2020 campaign ads. And I've got a prediction for you. Watch for trouble in paradise as these hacks begin getting jealous of each other's coverage and start mean girlsing it up with anonymous trash-talking escalating into public backbiting. AOC can't be too happy that she's losing the spotlight to the Twisted Sister, and Rashida Tlaib, who is super sane and not at all a nut, has got to be getting envious of her more photogenic pals fawning media coverage. If I were advising Tlaib, after I told her to lose the smart girl glasses, nobody's fooled by that, Rashida, I'd propose she wokeness checkmates her frenemies by marrying her sister. In any case, the Trump 2020 is going to save a lot of dough by not filming ads and just simply running footage of these clowns, among other ridiculous things, wanting to abolish ICE, invite in the entire third world, and stick you with the medical bills. And take your guns. Those got to go. That's the choice they're putting before us. And America is going to choose borders. Another way to ensure the president's reelection is to pump up the juicying and then push a whole new set of obvious hoaxes that are supposed to demonstrate the current reign of racial terror imposed by Trump. And by extension, you. They probably figure they need something to distract from the Donald's record low minority unemployment. And apparently they're going to go with the fake hate crimes that everybody knows are fake hate crimes the second they hear about them. What is absolutely hysterical, though, is watching the credulous garbage media keep stepping on the same rake. You see the latest fraud flash across social media, and you know it's going to blow up in their faces, and yet they'll go in every single time. This is totally going to be a game changer and get that mean old Trump. Oh, wait, there's video, and it shows, uh-oh. And then you hear the sad trombone playing in the background. The Covington kids turned out to be a fake vet faking his fake outrage. See you in court, media jerks. Juicy Smollett's only potential post-exposure career choice left is to run for president as a Democrat, since that's the left's last refuge of a loser. And he's certainly going to be able to top Beto's current 0% support, although in his defense, Beto does have to struggle to overcome America's shameful legacy of anti-furry prejudice. We just had a hilarious meltdown in Georgia where some Democrat state rep named Erica Thomas decided to jump into the express lane at the supermarket with more than 15 items, got called out, and then posted a YouTube video of herself crying about how this was the greatest racial injustice since the last greatest racial injustice. Such is the own holy hell of bigotry imposed by Trump, which is quite an achievement for him, since the world only discovered his secret dedication to the white nationalism on the day in 2015 that he announced it, that he was running as a Republican. Of course, the media and the pinko polls and the social media blue check scolds instantly jumped on the bandwagon with their hashtag, I stand with Erica. Except the band was Nickelback. So, in a turn of events that surprised no one who was not an idiot, the whole lie fell apart. The designated MAGA Trump white guy villain turned out to be America's only hardcore leftist Cuban. What are the chances of that? Nice pick, Erica. She then backtracked on her spiciest claim that the guy who hates Trump said she should go back to where she came from. That wasn't good. So, cue her supporters backpedaling. The hashtag disappeared, and even, you know, the clownish Congress goof Ted Lieu deleted his tweet in solidarity with Ms. Fakey, Ms. McFakes a lot. If you have to continually invent ridiculous hate crimes, maybe there just aren't a lot of actual hate crimes happening, and your whole premise that Trump has fueled an atmosphere of racism is garbage. Normal people see this, and again, they face a choice. The liars and the loons who push this nonsense, or the guy who's inflating the 401k. And then there's the hordes of internet randos that seem intent on adding their 2 cents worthless to the discussion. Somebody on Twitter, calling herself at Lady Pale Rider, who opined, unpopular opinion, white people love dogs so much because deep down they miss owning slaves. They love the owner and master dynamic, desperate for something to control. Doesn't that seem like a solid, well-thought-out, well-thought-through opinion that a normal person would express on purpose? Now, I was born, I think, 104 years after the end of the Civil War. No, I was born 99 years after the end of the Civil War, which the Democrats started and lost. And I was unsure how I could miss owning slaves. I don't know how that works. Seems unlikely that a longing for pet bondage could be some genetic archetype lingering in my DNA, as my family, you know, one side of my family was sharecroppers and the other side were in Britain, you know, during this time. I consulted with my two canine serfs, Bitey and Barky, about this interesting perspective. Bitey barked at me and Barky bit me. So, apparently neither got the memo about me controlling them. The Festival of Stupid continues. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, it was never going to happen this way, but the Democrats in the House and the Democrats all over the United States have been looking for a way to impeach Donald Trump. So we got the Russian collusion nonsense. Since the beginning, their attempt to destroy the Trump candidacy and then presidency, primarily it's been Adam Schiff who has the most consumed. He's the most consumed by the fabricated hoax that Trump had colluded with Russia to win the election. He believed every morsel of disinformation that was carefully leaked by the collaborators at the FBI, DOJ, CIA, DNC, and the Clinton gang. Once their fake news was leaked, they could and did use those articles as evidence against the president. They used those columns of fabricated tales of collusion to get FISA warrants to spy on every person who was part of the campaign. They spied, they set up innocent persons like Papadopoulos in service of constructing a complete, very complex but false narrative that would round out their coup. For the past 2 years plus, it has been Schiff, who has had his fingers in his ears, who refuses to acknowledge the volumes of information that have been revealed, has clearly not read any of the books published that are chock full of facts. It's been Schiff who was obsessed with taking Trump down and out, and it is Schiff who has the most egg on his face following the Mueller hearings. I mean, Mueller didn't even want to go. All the Mueller hearings proved was that Mueller did not know what was in the report. After hearing Mueller not know what was in the report, his ridiculous conclusion to his committee's 2 hours of clearly written, you know, was clearly written before either hearing, and so was in contradiction to what had taken place with every word. Schiff is one of a few members, maybe the only member in Congress, ever caught on tape trying to extract dirt in the form of nude pictures of Trump from two Russian comics who called him and offered him the compromat. For 2 years, he has appeared on numerous cable, not news programs, and stated that he has absolutely got solid evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia to win the election and to do Putin's bidding. He never had any such thing. It was all lies. Schiff was counting on the success of the conspirators who were busy implementing their grand scheme. The problem is you got to try to prove a lie, which is very hard to prove. He became especially focused on the so-called 20-minute-long Trump Tower meeting that was devised by Fusion GPS and employed the Russian lawyer Natalia, I can't pronounce her last name, Vezinitskaya. She met with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS both before and after the meeting, and that gave no information on Hillary Clinton, but that Simpson used to imply something nefarious. To this day, Schiff cannot let go of his conviction that Don Jr. was up to no good. Even after the Mueller report was released, Schiff continued to say it proved collusion. Really reading between the lines. He ignored the facts and continued fundraising on the issue. This guy's a rabid dog with a bone he will not let go of. What these hearings prove is that Mueller was just a front man for that team of Trump-hating lawless bullies who breached the Constitution over and over and over again in the course of their investigation. That was not an investigation at all. This was treason. Beginning to end, every one of them operated as though they were above the law, while repeatedly crowing that no one was above the law, except them. Nearly every Democrat on those two committees repeated that mantra again and again on Wednesday, and every one of them has abrogated the very laws they claim to revere. Mueller was not at all familiar with this report that has his name on it. It was obvious he hadn't even read it. The revelation that he was not familiar with Fusion GPS
That was what they would refer to in a poker match as a huge tell. Like Schiff, Mueller is unaware of the origins of how this entire fiasco began. As Devin Nunes was giving his opening statement, Mueller seemed transfixed, like he'd never heard any of this stuff before. He was pathetically uninformed as to all the moving parts of the story, and he embarrassed himself and the Democrats who demanded he appear before them. His performance, which we are told that he colluded with the Democrats in preparation, was stunning due to his abject befuddlement, and yet Schiff's concluding remarks were a thorough denial of the mess that everybody saw. His appearance with Pelosi and Nadler later in the day seemed to suggest he was still in denial. He praised Mueller as if he had fulfilled his dream of proving Trump was guilty of something. No hint that he's given up his mania. His constituents are likely mortified by his obvious neuroses. And granted, Nadler, Al Green, Maxine Waters, Swalwell, Lou, and the bigoted members of the squad are similarly afflicted, but slightly less visible and less prominent. The president has cooperated fully over the past 2+ years. He did not deter or obstruct their bogus probe one bit. He turned over every document requested to the investigation, over 1 million of them, and allowed every witness they subpoenaed to be interviewed. Their indiscriminate roundup of persons only peripherally attacked or attached to the Trump campaign and family financially ruined several of them who were never charged with anything. It was quite the evil enterprise. Mueller admitted several times that his project was not interfered with, but the Democrats think because that Trump wanted to fire Mueller, and who wouldn't, that he is guilty of obstruction. He could not obstruct an investigation that was never based on a crime, but was from the beginning a cover-up. Louis Gohmert was out there saying, you know, the only one actually pursuing justice is Trump. Mueller report was a specious dossier as the seal nonsense that members of the coup attempt used to kickstart this entire disaster that has stagnated Congress since the 2016 election. What will the Democrats do now? For Schiff and Nadler, the two guys who demanded that Mueller come before them, they should be ashamed of themselves. They are thugs in search of a political kill. They may well continue to want to choose to continue this witch hunt. That's most definitely what this has been. But Adam Schiff, his legacy is not going to be about serving the public. It's going to be about infamy, about wasting time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beals says it's inconclusive if the murderer who killed 9 people in a shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District was intentionally targeting his own sister. The police chief with an update on what they have been able to find out.
He was in the Oregon District on Friday night. So what was his mindset then? I don't know. He was not unfamiliar with this area, and the fact he was there the night before, you know, certainly have to consider there was some thought being given to it at that time.
President Trump says the global trade landscape is changing fast during his tenure.
We're winning a lot of cases because they know that they're not on very solid ground. We will leave if we have to.
President Trump, speaking at Shell Chemical Plant in Pennsylvania, condemned horrible trade deals done by past administrations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ever since they took control of the U.S. House of Representatives, the Democrat leadership, with the full support of the vast majority of their caucus, has been in an unprecedented assault on the Second Amendment. Led by Nancy Pelosi, the caucus has been an entity in virtual lockstep promoting a laundry list of today's most popular trendy anti-gun proposals. Whether it's banning semi-automatic firearms or placing limitations on magazine capacities or pushing universal background checks or imposing potentially endless waiting periods or trying to use the financial institutions to drive their political agenda, anti-gun Democrats are looking to exploit every opportunity they can to promote their attacks on our freedoms. Now, the thing they lead with every time they're coming out with one of these new things that will make the difference, when they are pushing the anti-gun legislation, they are lying that each proposal will be the death knell to violent crime committed with firearms. If you haven't caught on yet, none of that works. We've heard this mantra for decades, and for decades we've seen every anti-gun law that has passed fail to put a dent in crime, only to be followed by a new proposal that the gun ban extremists insist will get the job done this time, or next time, or the next, you know. Gun control and gun control laws has one fatal flaw. They all have one fatal flaw. Criminals don't obey the law. They ignore or circumvent the new laws just as readily as they ignore or circumvent the old ones. If they are willing to commit robbery, why would they also not be willing to commit armed robbery? If they're willing to commit assault, why would they not be willing to commit assault with a deadly weapon? And if they are willing to commit homicide again, why would they not be willing to commit homicide using a gun? One more law will not stop a violent criminal from being a violent criminal. The people actually impacted by gun control laws are law-abiding gun owners who were never part of the problem to begin with. They may not agree with any gun laws, but they tend to obey them while working to change them. This doesn't mean that there's no options for addressing violent crime. Secret, which really isn't a secret, is to go after the actual offenders. One good example is something called Project Safe Neighborhoods. This was started in 2001 under George W. Bush. PSN is a collaborative effort utilizing resources of federal, state, and local law enforcement, prosecutors, community leaders to target violent crime at the local level. Specific priorities are identified based on the locale, and solutions are developed, and the main object is going after the most violent offenders and putting them in prison. Now, it should come as no surprise that the simple concept of getting violent criminals off the streets to keep them from committing violent crimes has proven to be actually a very effective tool for law enforcement. While violent crime in the U.S. has been in a state of general decline since its peak in 1991, PSN programs have shown to accelerate the decline. According to the United States DOJ, from 2000 to 2006, PSN program areas saw overall reductions in violent crime from 4 to 20%, and specifically targeted violent crimes were reduced by up to 42%. Now that's a change. By comparison, locations where PSN was not implicated saw reductions, but only 0.9%. Now, there's very little evidence to indicate that gun control reduces violent crime. And there's plenty of evidence that indicates fewer restrictions on law-abiding gun owners leads to such reductions. But even if we can't convince the Democrats of that fact, and the House Democrats cannot be convinced of this, one would think at least that they would support a proven law enforcement program like PSN, which has clearly been shown to reduce the violent crime they claim to want to see reduced. Then again, maybe not. In May, the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, Science, and related agencies recommended defunding PSN. Chaired by U.S. Representative Jose Serrano, Democrat from New York, the subcommittee's recommendation seems to indicate a continuing trend by House Democrats to oppose Trump whenever possible. The program, as previously stated, started under Bush and continued under President Barack Obama, even when Democrats controlled the House and the Senate during Obama's first term. So why is there an issue now? It may be that the Democrats are just simply opposed to everything that Trump puts out there. And the current administration has promoted continuing the program. Now remember, this program has been in effect all during the Obama administration. It would be a shocking abuse of power if the Democrats actually chose to end a program that has been successful at reducing violent crime simply out of spite for a president the party clearly loathes. Opposition to programs like PSN exposes the truth about anti-gun members of Congress. They're not actually concerned with reducing crime with the passage of new gun law. They're simply determined to restrict Second Amendment freedoms for all Americans, and crime has nothing to do with it. What they really do not support is legal, lawful gun ownership. Claims of crime reduction are nothing more than a distraction that they use to advance their true agenda. Fortunately, there's still many steps left in the process for approving the U.S. DOJ budget, through which PSN is funded, so we can only hope that cooler heads within the Democrat leadership will intercede and ensure that PSN remains fully funded. If there's any cool heads left. Without knowing where some of these neighborhoods are, you're going to be subjecting areas. Well, I mean, let's look at New York. In New York, they have no respect for the cops. They have no respect for businesses. They have no respect for people. De Blasio has seen to that. All the things that Giuliani and Bloomberg did, which made the city a better place, at least just from the standpoint of being a resident in New York City, are gone. Those are all gone. It's all gone. Now, you know, anytime we see some in Los Angeles, for example, you can, the first $950 you steal, whether it's goods or money, that's on them. They're not going to prosecute. They are decriminalizing crime in these areas. So, hey. The left. You got to love the, I love the left. I love the left. They're so much fun. A bunch of clowns, but fun nonetheless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The world that the left lives in is one of magic and fairy tales, where socialist systems have starved millions of people and destroyed every economy forced into its model. But it's certainly going to work the next time around. It is a world in which using fascist tactics to silence opponents actually makes you an anti-fascist. And where presidential candidates can promise everything for everyone and still have enough money left over to cut taxes. In this fantasy land, anything is possible if you just feel it to be true. And perhaps nowhere is the left's disconnect from reality more acute than in its assault of the Second Amendment. Despite decades of gun control proposals debunked time and again, same schemes, the same arguments regularly are recycled and repackaged. Democrats remain convinced that Americans are just waiting for permission to hand over their guns and their God-given right to self-defense. Because, you know, the Democrats say other countries are doing it, so why not us? Take, for example, New Zealand, which recently achieved rock star status in the eyes of the Democrats in our country, when their prime minister reacted to a tragic mass shooting with a crushing blow to the country's firearm rights. The prime minister immediately banned military-style assault rifles to be jump-started with a buyback program. Now here, in the United States, The Democrats gushed with envy at what would be possible in our country. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cluelessly tweeted, Christchurch happened when the days of New Zealand acted to get weapons of war out of the consumer market. This is what leadership looks like. And everybody, you know, Bernie was nodding, Senator Chris Murphy, they were nodding. The leadership, quote unquote, which so moved Ocasio-Cortez, appears to have hit a roadblock. You see, the country's citizens are not responding as expected. While New Zealand's left wing appeared to have felt that a firearm ban was the correct and only possible response to the Christchurch shooting, the reality is that its citizens didn't feel the same way. In spite of the rush to enact a ban, subsequent pushback from citizens and noncompliance with the law have stalled what was expected by New Zealand officials to be an easy process of collecting now illegal firearms. Months after the ban took effect, reports suggest only 700 guns have been voluntarily surrendered to the police. And there's about 699 people that have remorse over that. Optimism about the effectiveness of the buyback program is waning, with the next move up to the government. Confiscation efforts have been further hampered because in New Zealand, as in the United States, the government does not maintain a registry of firearms owners. In spite of what the government leaders apparently expected, New Zealanders are not rushing to let the authorities know what may be locked in their gun safes or now buried in their yard. Gun owners in New Zealand obviously do not share the leftist delusion that guns are instruments useless for any purpose besides shooting people, and therefore to be handed over readily to please the authorities. Avoid prosecution. Like their mentors in New Zealand, the Democrats here appear oblivious to the reality of firearms ownership and piously drone on and on about the evils of gun ownership and their ideas of gun control. But they grow curiously quiet when it comes to articulating what is to happen when people refuse to surrender their Second Amendment rights. Discounting Eric Swalwell's bizarre threat that the federal government could use nukes to accomplish this goal, the crucial question becomes, how would Democrats respond? If they ban AR-15s, which is the most popular sporting rifle in America, would Democrats send authorities to knock down doors and drag people off to jail for noncompliance? Or would they simply turn a blind eye, confirming that such bans are not so much about public safety as it is to satisfy a political agenda? Democrats should not be let off of the hook simply because the consequences to their proposals are frightening for them. And it's frightening for them to articulate it. It's doubtful that the sycophants from the fake stream media tapped to preside over the Democratic presidential debates would dare to broach such a topic. So let's you and I broach that topic. If they moved, let's say, President Kamala Harris, first week in February of 2021, I guess it is, yeah. She decides that, the 100 days, she's not even going to wait the 100 days. Clearly, she has the mandate. Probably won't have been a precipitating event. That would just be something they moved to do because they learned something from the last when Obama was president. When Obama was president for the first 2 years, he had the Senate and the House. So they could have had all kinds of gun control. They didn't go after gun control because they wanted to set up single payer, so they came out with Obamacare, which was an abomination. It was doomed to fail from the beginning. Way too complicated. No way to enforce. I mean, we got the mandate. How do you enforce that? How do you enforce it? That's the thing. So So if she were to move to ban weapons, the first thing that I think would happen would be a bunch of attorneys general would probably throw up a bunch of roadblocks on that one, sue the federal government, try to do a bunch of stuff like that. Nobody's going to volunteer. You know, there's too many states. You know, if you discounting the gun-free blue states, I mean, is New Jersey and New York and California and Washington State, are they going to roll on the rest of the country and force us into compliance? See, when I had Stephen on the show earlier this week, Stephen Stambolia, we were talking about Katrina. And a lot of the cops that were brought in, were the ones that actually confiscated guns, were out-of-town guys. So what's going to be the event whereby the government, the Democrats, say to various police organizations, I need you guys here in California to go to Idaho. And I need you guys in Washington State to go to Arizona. That would say, I mean, nobody's going to comply with that. We have seen too many, here in the United States, in New York, and in Connecticut, they had this registration thing happening. Nobody has complied. What's happened? Nothing. Nothing's happened. It's one thing to get out there and do a lot of bluster. It's quite another thing to actually make it happen. And I think the next question they ask when they're out there describing gun control and all of this common sense nonsense is, what's in store for us if we don't comply? Besides us being nuked by swelled head. If New Zealand is any indication, there's not going to be a fairy tale ending. Regardless of how hard the Democrats want to act like that elephant is not in the room. We will be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Think about that question. That's your homework. What are they going to do to us if we don't comply? This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.